Weighing as much as 800 pounds and reaching lengths up to 8 feet, Goliath grouper are vulnerable to overfishing. Huge population declines led to total protection from harvest in U.S. waters beginning in 1990. The species has made a comeback in Florida, with some calling for the permitting of a regulated fishery, though conservationists worry that current populations haven't fully recovered. The origin of this taxidermied Goliath grouper is unknown, but the specimen is something of a museum mascot. Many groupers are protogynous hermaphrodites, a fancy way of saying they attain sexual maturity first as females, but switch to the male sex later in life. Goliath grouper are believed to be protogynous hermaphrodites, but the most direct evidence, that of individual fish transitioning from female to male, has not been documented. Additionally, the largest size classes of Goliath groupers include both females and males.
My name is Robert Robbins. I'm the fish collection manager at the Florida Museum of Natural History.